The following show contains explicit content.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Here comes the diarrhea!
Found that plane, in case you were wondering.
I heard something different, actually.
What'd you hear?
They found some wreckage in the ocean. There was, I think it was a Chinese satellite that found some wreckage. And
it was just Amelia Earhart. Throwback. It's not who we're looking for.
Oh, hey, it's Throwback Thursday.
You're right, it is.
I like it.
That is the gayest thing on Facebook ever.
Yeah.
I just chugged my beer.
Everything that I've heard so far about the discoveries they've made about that downed plane, it's not even a downed plane, a disappeared plane, it's all been, like, refuted.
All right, first of all, this whole thing
happened?
Seems like an episode of a TV
on.
Show.
Wait, what? What did you say?
This whole thing seems like an episode of, like, NCIS. Yeah. Like, there's an airplane that went down, and all of a sudden, there's, like, two guys with fake passports, and then this and this, and then blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I'm just waiting for, like, you know, that old dude with the gray hair from NCIS to be like...
Oh, Ted Danson? No.
That's CSI.
Aren't they the same fucking show?
No.
I saw somebody post a link to this, and it said that it turns out that they were actually Time Lords or something like that. So I thought that the whole thing was a joke, and it wasn't a real thing.
Yeah,
I believed him.
Doctor Who. That's what Doctor
okay.
Who
was this Doctor Who's plane? What I don't know what's going on because I thought the whole time that it was literally Doctor Who.
You thought this was like viral marketing for the new series of Doctor Who? Like, okay, I get they got a new Doctor Who, but to say that a plane disappeared with many people on it, that's not really
cool. Well, yeah, because doesn't that sound like something that would happen on fucking Doctor Who?
They already did it. It's called Lost.
I don't want...
Oh, wow.
Okay, so what happened since Kate actually asked a legitimate...
They were all dead.
Since Kate asked a legitimate question, basically last weekend Malaysia Airlines flight from Kuala Lumpur went missing.
Why would you go to Malaysia?
No, it's going from Malaysia to Beijing.
Get out while you can.
Now, when you go over the ocean, I guess there actually is like a spot. There are known to be spots where you will lose contact with the plane. However, that loss
makes
of contact
sense.
Only lasts for about a few minutes. And, you know, you get back in
right,
contact.
Right, and that's the problem with the Bermuda Triangle, right? It's the magnetic, so all of your stuff goes haywire and you fall off the system for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. In this case, this plane...
Didn't come back.
Yeah, they never.
They're just gone.
They never heard from them again. I read one thing where I heard that there was a flight that was 30 minutes ahead of the one that went missing, and they had the pilot of that flight get in contact with the missing one right before they officially declared it lost, and they said that they were able to pick up contact with the missing plane, but they just heard mumbling.
So they picked up a signal, but it wasn't clear.
They heard voices on the other end too. There were static and voices, but they never actually directly responded, and then they went missing.
Chances are, if that's the case, these people are probably all dead.
Yeah, I mean, it's been over a week at this point.
Was it over? I don't know the geography. Was it over an ocean or something at some point?
Yeah, you have to cross an ocean.
So then they probably hit the water and sunk, and you're not going to be able to find them if you're in an ocean.
Yeah,
exactly.
Actually, I heard
unless there's like little islands scattered about somewhere in there where someone possibly could have swam to safety or floated
like
or something.
Castaway.
Yeah, or because that's totally possible if you can survive the impact. If you have a raft or something to hold on to, like Rose in Titanic when she selfishly didn't let Jack on the fucking board.
What a bitch. There was room.
They even did it on Mythbusters. They're like, no, it turns out Rose was just a cunt who wanted to have some kind of a sob story so that people would feel bad for her in the future when she told them about how her lover died saving her life so she could have... No, there was room for like eight people. She could have saved the entire ship.
With a door.
But the rich bitch decided no.
Ungrateful bitch.
No.
I've never heard someone so passionate about Titanic.
This has bothered me since it came out in fucking 1998. I was like 8 and a half years old when this thing came out, and it has bothered me for the past, how old am I? 16 years.
It's just bothered a lot of people. I've just never heard anyone be so vocal about it.
I am very vocal about it. This is an issue that is close to my heart.
Bloggers.
My future paintings will be based on this.
Oh, jeez.
This is what I'm going to be known for. This is my political issue.
So it's
going to
be a painting of
her
in the ocean.
Is that Rose DeWitt-Picator is a fucking bitch.
So it's going to be a picture of her on the board in the middle of the ocean.
No.
It's going to say cunt across the back.
No, I'm not going to be that literal. I'm not going to be like a Marcel Duchamp. I'm going to do something more like sneaky in there.
All right, so you're going to make a barbed wire.
I'm
going to
be more like Gerhard Richter. I'm going to paint them all blurred out and fucked up with the intense shadows. You can tell that there's some sort of an evil presence in there. That's fucking Rose.
Oh, my God.
You got to Picasso that shit.
No, Picasso is Cubism, and I do not relate to Picasso.
I impressed Kate once.
I am not a fan.
I said one of my favorite art types was minimalism, and she looked at me like, you know something?
First of all, I was impressed that he knew that that was a thing. Second of all, I was disgusted that that was the one that he knew.
So it's a win-loss.
Minimalism is fucking gay.
Yeah, but you know what?
I'm not a fan. To each his own. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that. I'm not a fan of performance art and Fluxus, except for Yoko Ono. But anyway...
Who can't keep a beat for life depended upon it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but Cut Piece was fucking awesome.
She's a good artist. You gotta give her that.
Okay. She was a good artist.
Oh, no, let's talk about Yoko Ono.
Is a good artist. She's still alive. She ain't dead yet, man.
Yoko Ono's Cut Piece is one of the things that influences me most with my work right now. But anyway, I thought this was all a Doctor Who plot line where the plane went missing through time.
Yeah. You know, I heard there's actually one survivor. He appeared for a brief
was
second.
Was it Tom Hanks?
Wilson!
No, that's
not how he sounds.
Apparently a lighthouse in the middle of the ocean, and he climbed into that and then disappeared to an underwater city, never to be seen again.
No, Jack.
If that's a reference, completely lost
that was
on
Bioshock.
Me.
That was a reference to Bioshock.
We
in the beginning of Bioshock, there is a plane crash into the water, and one fucking guy is smart enough to swim to the one piece of land while everyone else just sits there and flounders.
Dumbasses.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a pretty epic introduction, though. Every time I've started that game like four times, and every time I just sit there.
It's a great game.
I just watched the plane just sink in because you can sit there for like, it takes a good like 5 minutes, but the plane.
It's very realistic.
So yeah, it'll sink all the way
again,
into
the ocean. Like in Titanic when it doesn't just go straight down, it's got to fill up and flood first. It's buoyant. There's buoyancy.
So are boobs.
Buoyancy.
I like the way you said that. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. But yeah, I saw an article from the BBC, I believe, that showed some satellite, like close-up satellite pictures of a... I mean, it's all blurry. You kind of can't really tell what it is, but it does look like some sort of wreckage.
They probably got a bird sucked into one of the engines or something like
that. Oh, God, that would suck.
And it... Yeah, either that or... Because they're really big on... inspections and mechanical safety now, especially after all the plane crashes in the past where that's happened. So they definitely, my dad likes to watch all those History Channel, military channel type of things.
Yep.
And he watched like a 2-hour special on plane crashes, which he thought I would be interested in because it was things blowing up and people dying. He wasn't wrong. I watched it with him.
He knows you.
I watched it with him. We paused it when got donuts and we watched the thing together on a Saturday night.
That's such a cop thing to do.
He knows I like people dying, violent, terrible, bloody deaths, and superhero movies. That's what we bond over.
He's got your number.
Yes.
Does that make you like scared to fly a plane, though, after watching something like that?
Honestly... I've flown on planes a lot. I've flown to Europe across the entire Atlantic Ocean by myself, like with obviously some people that I kind of knew, but not with my family or close friends or anything. I've only done that, I think, twice. I went with my long-lost cousin, who at the time I didn't know.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, I mean, we're like best friends now, but at the time I had met her once. And then I flew to Europe with a bunch of people from school who I kind of knew because they sat on the other side of the room in class and would occasionally call out an answer to something. But that was it. And I don't think it changes between that and when I've flown with my parents or with Jack. There's always a minute as we're taking off.
Yeah.
That I kind of panic. We leave the ground and I'm fine. Like, we start rolling and I'm fine. We start getting off the ground and I'm fine. And it's when they kind of do that spiral up into the air.
Yeah.
And that's when I worry, because that's when, if there's usually a malfunction, that's when it happens, because you've now picked up enough speed and enough altitude that if you hit the ground, you're going to blow up.
Oh, God.
And if something is going to come loose, it's going to come loose at that point. Because most of the time, if you're over water or something like that, like, fine, whatever, you can usually coast down and glide or something. But it's that first couple of minutes where it's like, oh, my God, what if we just die right here? I think it's because of Final Destination.
Oh, God.
Wow.
The first one, because you see the guy, you see the plane go up, and that's when it blows up. And it was so graphic in that part. Like, they were just literally just taking off, and the thing blew up. That's when all the space shuttles blow up, is when they're first taking off.
Yeah. Well, that's Travis Barker. That's what happened with his
plane.
It didn't even take off.
Aaliyah,
it just
same thing. That's how Aaliyah died. She was in one of those private planes, and it was taking off, and as soon as it left the runway, it kind of snapped back down.
That's
because
it was way overloaded with her posse's like luggage, apparently.
Oh,
it was
really?
It was
too many
people, and the luggage was too heavy, which sucks. But again, that just happens to be where it was on the runway. It was just taking off. You almost never see planes go down as they're coming down at the end. If you think about it, they're never coming in for a landing and then blow up.
It's only if the landing gear fails, and even then,
there's usually other things that they can do. But then there's also
tuck and roll.
There's also like I've seen people do like water landings or in fields and stuff like that, where they can usually kind of level off. At least it'll be a rough landing.
You might
get whiplash.
For water. Let's see, flight for air. For a field.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think sometime last year, I think it was in California this happened, but it was a Korean airline.
Yes.
The landing gear didn't deploy all the way. The plane didn't crash, but it caused a lot of injuries. But then there was the controversy that there's that one woman that was standing on the runway that got hit by a fire truck.
Well, she's a bitch. You don't stand on the runway.
Yes, exactly. What was she doing out there?
I think she had just gotten off the plane, and whoever was driving the fucking fire truck just wasn't looking and just hit someone and kept going.
Well, you don't stand on the fucking runway.
You don't stand on the runway, and you can see the fire truck coming.
Yeah.
He might not be able to see you because he's moving fast and he's, you know, not looking at this one tiny little person.
You can see
the truck.
You should expect if the plane is down, there's probably going to be at least one person near the plane. Like, you got to take
staring at it going,
I get it's on fire, but I thought the whole point of their, you know, operation was to also save lives, not, you know, take them in the process.
It was a mercy killing. Obviously, that lady was really stupid.
Well, that's the thing is if the plane is on the ground, chances are there's other people that are going to be coming out. Why are you standing alone somewhere by yourself off
in the middle
far
of the
enough
runway?
Far enough where the truck can come and hit you. If you're in a large group, obviously the truck is going to see the large group. It's not going to pick off one person in the group. She had to be isolated somewhere by herself. This bitch was wandering around doing whatever.
No, she was Korean. Koreans aren't fat. Unless you're Kim Jong-un or whatever.
Or in the U.S.
Dose.
Good point.
What Nicole said about the radar thing, the satellite blip, what they thought was the plane. Now, I haven't actually heard if that's been disproven yet, because all other claims that have come out so far have been. That's, I think, so far the only one that has some validity.
Of course, everyone's going
to
say, I saw the plane. Oh, yeah, I saw it. Don't worry.
There was a guy in New Zealand who was working on an oil rig in the South China Sea, right near where they lost contact with the plane, who sent out an email to
his mom,
to the search parties, saying that he saw the plane burst into flames and then disappear over the ocean.
When did he send the email, though?
On March 12th. So.
And what day did the thing go down?
This was not last Saturday.
This was a while ago.
Oh, so then if this is actually the case, then he should be charged with second degree murder, whatever they would call it. I don't remember if it's second or third or whatever. Because if he saw a plane burst into flames and didn't say anything or record the location or immediately contact whoever, Coast Guard, whatever the hell they have over there, then he is equally as responsible for whatever malfunction caused the plane to catch into flames in the first place. Because he did nothing to help them. It's the bystander thing. There's laws against that in the U.S. And if they're in international waters, then isn't that like UN run or something like that?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but fucking human decency.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Really?
But in a legal standpoint, there has to be a law about that, not just here, but like somewhere
universally understood. Like,
yeah.
Hey, report this shit ASAP. Well,
you just, so like, seriously, I'd be standing there like, dude, you just saw a plane catch on fire and you didn't think that there might be somebody on that plane that didn't want to die?
Yeah.
Maybe on an entire plane.
I might just be playing devil's advocate here, but what if he was actually trying to tell people about this and they were just kind of brushing him off, not really, you know, taking his...
No, if there's a plane that goes missing and some guy says, I saw it in this location and it happens to be near where they lost contact...
That would be big.
Nobody's going to take it as a joke. Not in a post-9/11 world.
That's a good point.
They up... I guess ABC News provided an update to this story today where they actually... sent a crew out to investigate the exact location that he said he saw the plane go down near, and they were not able to find anything, so his lead has come up fruitless.
But that's the thing. How deep is the water, and how deep can their equipment make it?
Yeah, true. I don't know. That's the thing.
Because
I don't know
that was
how
the
deep
thing, is how long did it take people to actually locate the Titanic? I know it's been a long time,
Yeah. But
they didn't actually pull up the second half until maybe 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Which, if you consider, Titanic sank in 19... Oh, yeah. I'm not kidding when I say I was a Titanic freak. Not just the movie. I loved the movie when I saw it. That was, like, my first adult movie that I got to see. I didn't see it in theaters, but my parents saw it, and they liked it, and they said, well...
Really?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Nice.
And they agreed to finally let me watch it. And they said, well, there's adult things that go on. But my parents always kind of treated me
like a small person
and not just like a little baby.
Oh, yeah.
She gets naked at one point, and then they fuck. And then there's that one scene of the dude jumping off and landing on the
rotor. They told me that they were taking a nap, and that the reason that, like, I said, well, why is his hand up if he's sleeping? They said, oh, he's having a nightmare. That was basically.
That's adorable.
Yeah, that was the only thing that they said. They said, you know how you see art pieces, you know, he's drawing her because it's art. I'm like, oh, okay.
So that's why you got into art.
I know. That's why you like nudity and art.
Yeah. But
it's coming together.
I actually did legitimate, like, tons and tons of research on the Titanic. Like, the stuff the ship was built of, how many people were on there, where they went down, the SOS calls, like, all this shit. Like, I was into it.
Did you see the exhibit they had in Boston? I was really little when they did this. It was right after.
I saw it in New York.
It was right after the movie came out, but they had an exhibit that they were doing in major cities with...
Like they did with the Harry Potter one that we saw.
It was actual pieces of the ship that they had on display.
Pieces and relics and then photos and all that stuff.
I got dragged to it. I had no interest in it. My parents wanted to see it, though. So I remember... The only thing I remember is that they had a big block of ice up there that you could touch that would simulate how cold the water was.
Ooh.
That night, and it's just in that region, period. Which, you know, and they said, like, just touch it for, like, count in your head 45 seconds, and then just imagine just being stuck in there. And I remember touching it and being like,
chances are, if you weren't, like, a really fat person, you'd be dead within the hour.
That's why they called
her hypothermia.
The unsinkable Molly Brown, because even the cold water couldn't sink her. She was also Kathy Bates, so she was huge.
Both of those references.
No, that was the thing, is that she was only rich because her husband struck oil.
Yeah.
And she had one of those personalities where...
Oh, that lady. The new money lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kathy Bates in the movie, the chubby redhead that nobody really liked because she wasn't really one of them.
But she hooked Leo up. She
exactly.
hooked him up with a fucking suit, made him look good.
Yep. It's because she used to be him.
Yeah.
So she knew, yeah.
Stefan reminds me of Kathy Bates.
Actually, yes. Can I come back to a...
Thank you, Kate.
The idea that, you know, the plane is buoyant and whatnot. So say it hits the water, doesn't completely blow up. Say it just hit the water and it's floating for a little bit. Would streams, like the streams within the ocean, carry it to another location?
The problem with that is if it was at cruising altitude when it went down, there's no way that they would have been able to stop it if they had any control over it, which they probably didn't, which is probably why it went down.
Why it went down.
So it would either hit at such an angle or at such speed that one of the wings would have probably broken off, which would have caused flooding on the interior compartments.
Yeah.
And it would have sank at some point. It may have been carried with a current. but it wouldn't be more than a couple of hundred miles.
Okay.
So that's why they have such a big search radius, is they take that into account, is the currents.
Yeah.
But there's only so far that it can make it if it actually did go down and not just explode.
Yeah.
Because if it exploded, you could find it all over the place because it's just little pieces. But the whole thing, it's not going to travel that far.
Yeah. That makes sense.
They still haven't disproven the terrorist theory, too. You know,
everyone wants to think of terrorism.
It could be, but I don't think a terrorist, like a big terrorist group, a huge group, they wouldn't target a Malaysian plane because that's just not a super powerful country. You think of powerful countries, you think the U.S., you think England,
China.
And it did I think 200 something people on there, but it was an extremely diverse group of people.
Right. Like, you would have, if that was the case, they would have bombed a plane coming out of China, not coming into China, because it would have had more Chinese citizens on it.
Yeah.
Plus, if it was a terrorist group, they probably, it's been long enough, one of them would have owned up to it already.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Some of them work like ghosts.
Well, everyone wants to think the whole hijacking thing, because it was only a couple weeks ago that shit happened where that guy, the co-pilot, was like, hey, I'm going to take this shit over and go to Switzerland. Like,
Yeah. I remember that.
Shit's still happening. But, I mean, it's stupid people, it seems.
Speaking of terrorism, too, in New York City yesterday, there was that...
the fucking building.
Yeah, just this building.
It was a gas leak.
Randomly exploded.
Which is terrifying,
collapsed.
Considering that I was there all weekend.
And you're going to be back in a week.
Yeah, just for a day, but I'll be with you. And, like, this time I was with people that, again, I'm friends with, but I only see them at school, really.
So you're not that close.
We're not super close. Like, we're like art family, is what we call ourselves, because we see each other almost every day. And sometimes we'll go out after school, but it's not like they don't know my deepest secrets. I don't know. I don't even know where they all work. Yeah, like, is the thing.
Yeah. It's all the friends I made in college, you know? I talk to a couple of them still through Facebook, but I don't make any plans to want to see them outside. Like, I think the last time I've seen all these people were the respective last day of classes. After that, it was just like, well...
Right, like we plan on keeping in touch, but it's more for like the networking type of thing and helping each other with our work and all that stuff.
So you wouldn't care if like something...
And we're friends.
If something really bad, you wouldn't be too heartbroken over...
She's just going to stand
No, I really would be like my friend that was in the huge, terrible car accident. That was really upsetting.
Yeah, but you were starting to say there was like, it almost made it sound like there's a big difference between like, you know, being there with that group of people and then like being there with me.
Well, there is, because with them, like I was wandering around by myself a lot of time. We went to the museums. We all split up and said, okay, we're going to meet back at this time at this place. See you later. And we all kind of wandered off and did our thing. And like, there was a text, I'm going to get lunch if anyone wants to meet me at this bar on this floor, or whatever. But like, I walked around by myself at the Met, at MoMA, like at the Armory Show, all these different places.
MoMA.
But it was so scary to be alone and see that.
It wasn't scary then, but if somebody had said, oh my god, this building just blew up the street, because our hotel was right outside of Times Square, and we were on foot all the time in that general area between Times Square, Central Park, the Met, all that area. So if somebody had said, oh my god, this building just blew up and we don't know what happened, especially when you're in New York, it's kind of like, holy shit. And I wouldn't know like where to go, and I would immediately try and find my group and want to stay with my group the whole time.
Yeah.
And I would constantly be like, oh my god, do we have everyone? Like, where is so and so? Where's this kid? Oh my, like,
when the building blew up yesterday, they immediately called in the anti-terrorism task force or whatever.
Well, yeah. Just as,
but wasn't it in the hood?
It was in Harlem, I think.
Exactly.
I'm not entirely certain. Yeah, but still, I mean...
Are terrorists going to go to Harlem?
This day and age, oh, shit.
No, but it could have been, like, a string of bombs or something. Like, the Boston bombers for the marathon, they set off the two. And, yes, it was at the finish line for the marathon, but it's not really what you would consider a normal landmark type of thing.
Yeah.
It's just the marathon happened to be ending there, but they were planning on going to New York afterwards, which nobody would have thought... I mean, they probably would have after the Boston bombings... That this is probably related, because all of a sudden now there's a string of them going along. But if you really wanted to, it wouldn't be that difficult to take your little backpack, whatever setup they had, and drop them off at a couple places. That's why it was so hard when they were searching for them, is because they kept finding discarded backpacks everywhere from people that were just running.
Yeah.
And they said, we have to treat every backpack now like it's a potential threat. So yeah. If you really wanted to fuck with someone, you could start with a little no-name place while everyone is directing their attention towards there. Go to the bigger place, hit them, go somewhere else, spread it out. So it's, yeah. That's the thing that, like 9/11 even, they hit the towers and that's all everyone remembers. But no one remembers hitting the Pentagon. Because they were also concerned with the towers.
You think about the towers, and then you think about the White House, which never got hit because they never.
No,
made
but
it.
they were yeah. trying to.
Right. Yeah.
They were trying to, and they Pentagon's managed to. Yeah. They diverted whatever. Yeah.
Where was the plane that landed in the field supposed to go?
I think that was the White House.
Yeah.
They tried to hit the towers, and then they hit the Pentagon, and then ideally, for them, they would have hit the White House, and they would have had like the three major. U.S. places yeah. of like importance on the East Coast, yeah. but the people realized what was going on yeah, on the White House one.
Yeah, this is,
and they teamed up together and managed to grab the guys somehow and divert it.
This was 2001. It was right when you know, the internet and just the media that we have now at our disposal was just starting to take off. Yeah. So people, even in the air, were able to hear the news about what was going on in New York. So they got smart. So they used that to their advantage, unfortunately, you know, cost the lives of everyone on the plane, but still.
But they saved the president.
Exactly. It prevented something a lot worse from happening.
Because that would have been the thing. It was like when JFK was assassinated, the whole country was in panic. People were sent home from school. My mom remembers. What year was that?
That was 62. Your mother. Yeah.
That was 63.
I'm sorry. Your mother
63.
Was. Your mother was.
My,
a then, year
it was
old.
My, then it was my uncle. My uncle was saying something. Yeah. I knew it was somehow related to my mom.
Yeah.
Or my grandmother, whatever, they got sent home from school and there was announcements and all that. And my mom remembers the anniversary of it where they had like a big long speech and moment of silence and this and that. And it was like a huge thing because the president was assassinated. So obviously all of the U.S.'s efforts are going to be towards finding him and then figuring out who's going to do what next. Because that's the thing, is the president goes, now all the other countries in the entire fucking world see, oh, the U.S. has no leader right now. Let's do whatever the hell we want, because we're one of the most powerful economic, military, technological countries out there.
And if you have that moment of vulnerability, if someone wants to,
that's
do
all it takes.
That's the ideal time.
Yep.
To do it.
I still say one of my favorite bits of presidential trivia that I know is when Reagan was shot back in the '80s. Alexander Haig, who I believe was the Secretary of State at the time, told the media that he was in charge, and he meant by controlling the press corps. But of course, the media took that as he was claiming that he was the acting president, when in reality,
the president is dead. Oh my God, this guy's in charge.
The order of my fucking West Wing knowledge is escaping me now, but the order that it goes, presidential succession, Secretary of State is like number 7 or something like that.
Wow.
Who is it? Is Vice President, and then is it Defense that comes next?
It's
which would make sense to me, because if you know everything about the military, I feel like you should be in charge of the military, which is the president's actual position.
I should know. They explained this
commander-in-chief of the U.S. military.
They explained this in White House Down.
Yeah, and the West Wing, too.
And basic fifth grade social studies.
Yeah,
I didn't pay.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader?
On the West Wing, the... the president, his daughter gets kidnapped, so he leaves office.
Oh, spoilers!
This was like 15 years ago.
I know.
The vice president had just resigned, so they had no vice president to go to. So John Goodman played whoever it was. Speaker of the House. Speaker of the House is number 3.
Did you mean to tell me John Goodman was the president of the United States?
Yes, he was, and he was uncredited for every episode he was in.
Why?
Because he's John Goodman. He doesn't have a fucking excuse.
He's so good.
He really doesn't need it. I mean,
he was a good man.
True.
John Goodman,
He
is a good man.
It goes Vice President, Speaker of the House, President pro tempore, Secretary of State, that's number 4, Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, because all the way down to the last one, which they just added, obviously, Secretary of Homeland Security.
Where's education?
Is
that 15. Not even on there?
That's number 15. So
Secretary of Education is before Homeland Security. See, that doesn't seem right to me. Like, I know Homeland Security is newer than education, but I would feel like the person who is in charge of making sure that everybody has a sippy cup at lunchtime should be somewhere lower on the list than the guy who has the codes for our nukes.
How about the fact that he was able to, Wikipedia? Is that Wikipedia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was able to Wikipedia this list, but next to the list is the names of everybody that's currently in those positions.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting if we get if Joe Biden isn't available, then John Boehner becomes acting
that's
president.
The thing. If
and he's a Republican, which means now we'd have a Republican president outside of the Democratic
Somebody,
that's not that
I
big of a deal because all of their priorities are going to be the same. If like Obama were to die, they're not going to be concerned with, I'm going to make abortion illegal. The first order of business is going to be, Obama just fucking died.
Yeah.
So, get your shit straight.
So let's figure out who just assassinated fucking Obama because he just died. And then maybe I'll take away women's rights to vote after that. But first, we have to figure out who just killed Obama, bomb their country, rape their women, and then we can rape our own. Because that's how we work.
We'll have another president who will hopefully not want
exactly.
to.
Exactly.
Now, here's something interesting. I think they have one more on the current list than usual, because between number 7 and number 8, the Secretary of the Interior would be the next one in line, who's Sally Jewell. Apparently, she's not eligible, because she was born in the UK, so she's not a naturalized system. It goes the same way as electing a president the regular way. You have to be a natural U.S. citizen.
Right, which is why someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who could run California, cannot be the president.
Correction, he was the president in the Simpsons film.
No. Oh, yes, he was. That's right.
But not in real life.
If they get all the way down to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, that would be our first independent president. Because he's a registered independent. He's the only registered independent on this list.
So what, 50 people need to die before that happens?
15.
Yep.
It goes in seniority.
16 if you include Obama.
Yeah. Okay.
And Sally Jewell. I don't even know. I guess.
Why would you include
her?
It's almost like
she's the Secretary of the Interior. They have to include her.
It's almost like if you're running a retail store, you have the regional manager, and then the district manager, and then the store managers. But if the store manager were to die, then the assistant manager gets it. And then if the assistant manager were to die, they're probably killing themselves because they work in retail. But if they were to die, then your third key gets it. And after that, goes in order of who has either been there the longest as a key holder.
Or who sucks
or
so much dick.
Who has the best sales as a key holder. If all your key holders are dead, then you should probably have a job fair.
My pants. I'm thinking back to like Stop and Shop, and I'm like,
I was thinking GameStop, because that's exactly what happened.
A lot of people died.
The senior VP, the senior VP of the company, was caught embezzling a shit ton of money.
Oh no!
This is why I left. This is actually why I left. He was caught embezzling a whole bunch of money, so he left. So he basically died. He's dead to the company. So they started investigating everyone below him, and they found all these people that were doing these funky things. So our regional manager died. We'll say he just all of a sudden one day died. It's like, oh yeah, he's not the regional manager anymore. We're like, why? Oh, he died unexpectedly.
He died.
We're like, okay. And then all of a sudden, our district manager, who was doing things that the regional manager told him to do, he died because he knew he was going to get fired. They were investigating him for stupid things that the regional manager was doing with the approval of the senior VP or whoever it was. So then all the store managers started getting picked off one by one because they were doing what the district manager said to do.
Can they get in trouble, though, for listening to their superior?
Because according to the people who were investigating loss prevention and all these people, they should have known better and reported the whatever it was that they were doing or being told to do that was against company policy.
Rape and pillaging.
Which seems really stupid because if your boss and your boss's boss are telling you, go ahead and do this,
you're going to listen.
I would do
to
it.
Them.
Yeah. So the store manager's starting to get picked off one by one. And then the assistant manager is starting to get picked off one by one. And the third keys, who are basically like a second type of assistant, they started getting picked off. They were starting to investigate me. I said, fuck you guys. And I walked. Our entire store walked at the same time. So we all jumped off a cliff together. We made a suicide pact.
Rest in peace, Kate.
And now, out of the 15 managers that were there at the time that I left, only one is still there. Of the 15, that's, they were either fired or quit because it got so bad and intense.
I think you mean died.
Yeah.
Okay.
They all died. Yeah. They thought about quitting. They were assassinated.
There's a difference.
Wow.
Before we go to break, God forbid we talk
fucking
about planes going down.
Fucking planes.
And another one happens.
Another one happens.
Did anybody see Final Destination 5?
No. I've seen all of them.
Really?
Oh. Really.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
What did Jack, what was the first thing I said about my television habits? If they die terrible, violent, bloody deaths, I'm recording it.
That's just cryptic.
Are you learning this now?
I know.
You knew that.
I just figured out what her birthday was.
The fucking guinea pig series, Flowers of Flesh and Blood, is up there on my list.
In Philadelphia, a plane crash taking off. This happened today.
Taking off!
Like just now.
I'm never going on a plane ever
taking
again.
Taking off.
Yeah, it blew a tire. It crashed. Everyone's okay, but they evacuated everyone. It crashed.
Did
anyone get hit by a fire fuck?
No, because it's in the middle of a field, but...
Wow.
That's a Pulitzer picture
down,
right there, though.
Holy
taking
shit.
Taking off.
Just admire the lighting
it
of
this picture.
It looks
like the airplane is up.
Yeah. No, it's nose.
Yeah, it's an erection.
It's
an erection job.
Exactly.
It just nosedived without even actually taking off.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll come back. We'll talk about...
come.
We'll talk about how Newfound Glory was...
come.
This is
relevant.
It is. Yes, it is. We'll be back.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Wait, McDonald's. Go. Holy fuck. Saturday night, I pull into the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Oh, my God. I go to my usual place.
No.
This is a talk radio show hosted by complete morons.
This
is great. Red said his own trigger word. Now he's livid, and he has to tell the story.
I do.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
And when the doctor said I didn't have worms anymore, that was the happiest day of my life.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
Every so often I get a strong sex urge, and the only way I can take care of it is to masturbate. And when I do, I feel awful. It's just like I've committed a crime or something. And it worries me, and I say, well, I won't do it anymore. And when I do, it goes away for a while, and I come back and do it again. And when I do control myself for a while, I end up with a wet dream.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown, featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my God!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yeah, we can't sell Betsy's milk to no one. Absolutely no one.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
You can't sell that milk.
No, it's not. Like, I can not sell it.
I got pain. It's my hair. Yo, I got pain.
I almost said I got pain.
I'm going to smell it.
Dude fucking takes the bread, shoves it in her ass, shits it back out, puts it in the case. That's how you wrap the bread.
You can jiggle your fist around in there without hitting the sides.
The Orange Room, 9 to 11, Saturday nights on Warlike Radio.
We at Talk Radio Meltdown sincerely want to hear some of your feedback. Did you hear something on the show that you want to comment on? Did we make you laugh? Did we insult you with our offensive language, racial slurs, or sexual innuendo? Well, there are a lot of ways to get in touch with us. Send us an email, feedback@talkradiomeltdown.com. Leave us a voicemail, 774-293-4255. You can leave us feedback on our Facebook page and Twitter page too. Facebook.com/talkradiomeltdown. Twitter.com/meltdownradio. Or you can leave comments right on our website at talkradiomeltdown.com. See, there are tons of ways to spam us.
Please talk to us. I'm so lonely.
Okay, I'm done. The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Well, obviously we have a rapist in Lincoln Park. He's slamming in your windows, he's snatching your people up, trying to rape them, so y'all need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, cause they're raping everybody out here. You don't have to come and confess, we're looking for you, we gon' find you, we gon' find you, so you can run and tell that, run and tell that, run and tell that, homeboy, homeboy, homeboy. We got your t-shirt and the left fingerprints, and oh, you are so dumb.
Talk Radio Meltdown. The break's over. It's time for more Talk Radio Meltdown.
Definitely his fault. You shouldn't be taking advantage of minors.
Yeah, Steve Klein.
Also, isn't it ironic that newfound glory could also kind of be a euphemism for puberty?
Ooh.
Holy shit. That's a good point.
And Jack, don't ever do that to me again.
What? Oh, before I explain why I was just playing that Newfound Glory song, I left Red by himself in the room with Nicole and Kay while they talked about God knows what, while I fought a Keurig machine that was malfunctioning.
It was a life or death situation. And I'm sorry that you had to sit in a room full of estrogen. Only you would complain about being
no
in a room with
women. I
would
have no problem with it if you guys weren't both taken. That's all I gotta say.
Why did you look straight at me when you said that? Jesus.
Yours is across. Okay, I can't have any problems with these two because, I mean, come on. They're fucking married. They're already 85. They've had 15 kids already at this point.
I already go to bingo. Fight.
Yeah, but yours is over in England and
What are you thinking? I'm free game?
No.
Are we going to do that porno?
No.
Are we ever going to... We're not going to do that porno, Red?
I know you're not free game.
I'll do that porno.
But you're Thank you, Katie. Out of the you two, if I'm just saying, I think subconsciously I probably looked at you because there's a chance that you would probably...
He's explaining a lot now.
These two are fucking hooked to the hip already.
Are you saying that I'm unattractive to you, Red? Are you saying that I'm a donkey?
Yeah, because you're already married to him.
I am the donkey of the room?
No, you're already married to him.
No, I don't have a ring. Do you see a ring? I don't see a ring.
It's on the middle finger,
motherfucker. I am not married.
Wow.
The only expensive ring I have, I got from my grandmother. I ain't sleeping with her.
After she died.
My God, what just happened?
Anyway, so what happened in Newfound Glory?
I don't even
remember.
Ironically, I got this ring when I was 8. I'm not sleeping with her, but I bet a bunch of girls got a bunch of rings from Newfound Glory.
Oh, my God.
Rings.
So Newfound Glory is an alternative rock band that I think took off.
Is that what we're calling them?
They took off.
They are middle school punk.
They are.
I liked them.
I liked them when I was 16.
I liked them when I was 19.
I only play that because I still have the 3 Newfound Glory songs I downloaded when I was 16 years old.
Oh, you mean last week?
Yes, Red. Last week. Yes.
How can he be married in 85 if he was 16 last week?
I'm sorry, I'm not listening to you anymore. I'm trying to pet a pussy here.
Play a better song.
He said he only has 3 songs. I don't
wanna know. How old she is.
What?
The song's called I Don't Wanna
Know.
Wait,
is this the band with that stupid head on collision song?
I didn't know.
I love that song.
Is it from them?
Yeah. Okay. With what song?
Head on Collision.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pull it up. It's a good song.
To the Spotify I go.
Head-on collision.
So
yep.
Basically, now a few months ago, Ian Watkins from Lost Prophets was finally sent to jail for his...
Which sucks, because I liked Lost Prophets a lot.
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Have they killed him yet?
Not
no?
Yet. Not yet. Not
wait,
yet.
Wait, real quickly. Isn't Newfound Glory on the list of that festival up in Canada that you just posted today?
I think they are, yeah.
I think they are, too.
I forget what the name of that festival is. But
with Alice in Chains.
It's got every band known to man
yeah,
up there.
Yeah, honest to God, I think we might have to go. I'm just saying.
The only people that they're missing is Dallas Green and some Japanese guy that no one else up there is going to care about because it's Canada. Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What the hell was that festival called?
Someone brought up a good point. I don't know. I don't know if it was you, Jack, or if I saw it on Reddit, but someone mentioned how it was funny that a band that is targeting, you know, primarily young women with their music, one of the band members also targeted young women.
Yes, yes. The Amnesia Rock Fest up in Canada.
And apparently, I think it's like a guitar center for here.
It's Blink-182, Motley Crue during their last tour ever.
I would love to see Motley Crue. Wait, I'm not going to lie.
Wait, this is really their
really
last
like,
tour ever?
Motley Crue actually signed
Are you kidding? Dr. Feelgood?
They signed a thing in their contract when they put this tour together that says that they will never reunite. They cannot legally reunite as Motley Crue.
They're like,
this
promise.
Tour is done.
Promise
because
us.
Because they've done so many farewell tours that this is finally it. They're
wait. In other words, Kiss should do this too.
Yeah.
How Tommy Lee is still walking.
Weezer.
Well, with his dick.
Weezer, Alice in Chains, Megadeth, Billy Talent, Danzig, Primus.
Oh my God.
I bring your death punch, no effects.
Just to name a few.
Cypress Hill.
Ooh,
brand new Taking Back Sunday, Gaslight Anthem.
I never thought I'd ever see Lagwagon in between The Used and a Gaslight Anthem. That is a fucking lineup right there.
Wait, my question is I think it's the second line down, or no, third line down.
Yeah.
Streetland Manifesto, right? Is that what it's
called? Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they just ended like last October, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know how the fuck they're doing that.
Maybe they didn't end.
Black Flag. Now which incarnation of Black Flag is it?
It says Black Flag, but
it has the logo next to it too.
Yeah. Now
you don't think it's the actual.
You guys
one?
Don't seem nearly as excited about Primus as you should be.
Because Jay Lane left Primus. I'm not into it. Jay Lane was their drummer for the last few years. The last time he was in Primus before he rejoined.
Who cares about the fucking drummer?
Was for 6 months in 1988.
Jack cares about the drummer.
Yeah, he does.
I do because Primus is basically drums and bass.
I think Tim Alexander's their drummer again. I have a feeling that
Primus would definitely pick up a really good drummer.
Black Flag, I think it's there with Mikey V, who's their new singer.
Okay.
Who's a skater.
So Henry Rollins is not involved.
No. Henry Rollins is like five lines.
That's what I was going to put. Actually, you're right.
I would love to see Billy Talon.
The Vandals. Yeah, Newfound Glory.
Reverend Horde and Heat.
Yep. Newfound Glory is playing this festival. They actually just announced the other day that they are going to continue without replacing Steve Klein, but the news just broke the other day about why Steve Klein was kicked out of the band. Here you go, Red.
No. Here you go, Nicole.
I thought this was Red's favorite song.
I only asked because it's like the only song I know from them.
What's going to upset me morally is the fact that I'm going to go and listen to a bunch of stuff I listened to at 19.
Well, they're still a good
that
band.
That is okay.
Lost Prophets is a good band, so I'll still listen to them.
Well, no, I'm
going
to go listen to this band, and one of their members likes to fuck children.
Yeah.
So.
But Lost Prophets, it was the front man.
And with Static X, it was the... I think it was the guitarist who was briefly in the band who was originally in Dope.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then come to find... Oh, I didn't even realize this. I didn't know about this until like this past Saturday. I was randomly like, I'm in a Static X phase. Let's see if they're touring. No. Come to find out they're broken up.
Yes.
When did they break up?
Last year.
Oh, okay.
You've got good timing, Red.
Yeah, it was recent.
Nicole's got the same timing.
Right? Billy, that's why I mentioned it.
I got good timing, like a woman's period on prom night. Booyah.
Nicole's giving you the look, dude. The look.
Like you've been with a woman on prom night. Or a girl.
On her period,
women don't
go. But prom night, no. By the way, I also have to point out, I think it's really
TMI.
Funny the Rock
TMI, Red.
The
I don't
Rock
need to
Festival
know about
that we're talking about that happens in Canada. Yeah. I love how their primary sponsor is Budweiser.
Yeah. Yuck.
Which I find funny because the fact that they're all like, we're America's beer. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
America.
they should be sponsored by Canada. Molson.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
I legitimately want to go to this thing.
Oh, I do too. I would.
Where in Canada?
Montreal, I think.
We're not far.
No,
I've got
really?
A fucking
okay.
passport.
I got a passport too. I think
I didn't even need my passport the last time I went to Canada.
That's because you're
really?
French Canadian.
That's because you threw your kids.
You saw. Oh,
they recognize you. Oh,
oh yeah.
One
good
of
point.
Us, a one of us.
By the way, I love how you go to that festival's website and it's first in French.
Yes.
And then
well, yeah,
because
it's Montreal.
Yeah.
You know.
Now, Kate brought up a really good point. When Lost Prophets, when they had their whole snafu, it was Ian Watkins, it was a singer, you know, someone you associate with the band. You lose the singer, you lose the band, pretty much. It's very
especially
hard.
Since he had a very specific voice, you could definitely tell it was Lost Prophets yeah. based on his voice.
It's very hard for a band to continue on with a different singer. It can be done, but it's very difficult
perfect
to do.
Perfect example is Drowning Pool.
Yep. Yep, it was a lot. Their first singer died. And yeah. Through,
even
like, two
even
or
like
three
Alice in Chains, a band that huge.
Yeah.
And Lenny Kravitz there sounds just like Layne Staley.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing I think that benefited for them was the fact that they waited a while and then came out and was like, hey, we're going to do a tour. We're going to see how this guy works out. And then come to find out he worked.
And yeah. he was great.
Yeah. Instead of trying to.
But like Sublime and then Sublime with Rome.
It was bad. It's so bad that the drummer quit, and there's only one third of Sublime actually left.
Exactly.
Van Halen is a good example of a band that actually did much better with their second singer than they did with their first.
Sure. Yeah, they did.
Van Halen only had one number one with David Lee Roth, and it was right before he left.
Which
serious?
Was?
Jump.
No.
I like
in
Jump.
1984 was their first number
I didn't
one
know
album.
That.
I like Jump because Jump sounds more like the Sammy Hagar type of stuff with the yeah. synthesizers than anything else that yeah. he did.
All of Sammy's albums, though, like the four or five albums they released with him, all went to number one.
I think it's really funny that they haven't released anything in forever.
Van Halen?
Yeah.
They put an album out in 2012 with Dave.
It was a tattoo
yeah.
where
good.
It was really
anything
bad.
Yeah. I was actually listening to that last night. I forgot how bad that song was.
Ah, yeah!
That was amazing.
Fucking Mousewife to Momshell. That's one of the lyrics. That's one of the David Lee Roth.
What did you just say?
Mousewife to Momshell. And that's a line from Tattoo.
Yeah,
oh, I love it.
You need to isolate Kate when she did her original one and then just like play it back to back because I swear to God,
dueling,
that was perfect.
Dueling Daves.
Exactly.
It's kung it like, fu and it's babes and it's funny and it's serious and we got ballads and we're on heightened alert. It's kung fu.
What are these repeating?
Wow. It was like my Simfuckus.
That, ooh, can you play that again? That was awesome.
My Simfuckus?
I don't think I have Kate's Simfuckus isolated.
What? You aww. Should. What is wrong with you?
I don't remember that happening. When did that happen?
It was perfect, and you were crazy about it for like a week.
Yoda, picture boy, chicken, little, Justin, a.k.a. Simgiggus, Simfuckus, Simbiggus, like a grandon.
I don't even know what that is, honestly.
But that wasn't me.
It's a kid with progeria.
I don't know what that is.
He literally looks like Chicken Little.
Ooh.
Like, you remember Chicken Little? It's a human that looks
we'll
like
we'll show
that.
Her the video later of him lip syncing to Eminem.
Jake's about to attack the microphone.
Oh my God, the cat almost got shocked.
The cat's pissed.
He's always angry.
Now, we keep deviating from
this. That's
what
happens when you take his balls out.
We keep deviating from this, but Newfound Glory, basically what happened
deviated septum.
Back in December, Steve Klein, who was the rhythm guitarist for Newfound Glory, was kicked out of the band. They just said that they had some differences.
Wait,
hold
on. Which one gets more pussy? The regular guitarist or the rhythm guitarist?
You can sing the regular guitarist is banging Haley Williams. I'm going to go with the guy that was kicked out because at least... At least he gets a variety of vagina at that point.
And it's all underage.
Yeah.
Slim pickings.
So it was revealed the other day that in December, the day that Newfound Glory announced that they kicked Steve Klein out, was because Steve Klein had been arraigned on many charges that aren't exactly normal in regards to criminals. You know, you think of like drug possession. You think of like...
Coding Cambria.
Yeah.
Or maybe some like assault, like maybe someone got violent or whatever.
Yeah, you don't think of sex with an underage girl.
Well, it didn't specifically say sex, but it was like lewd conduct and
a minor. She probably was a huge groupie and gave him a blowjob.
Yeah.
And it's her fault. Because she should know better.
Newfound Glory, basically, they released a statement the other day saying that when they finished Warped Tour in Australia last year, Steve told them, hey, some shit's about to hit the fan. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to let you guys know. And they responded by kicking him out of the band.
As they should. They should have stabbed him. But,
Cut
his penis off!
Steve Klein decided to release a statement yesterday, now that the news is officially broken, of his wrongdoings, and his lawyer released it on his behalf, and it was a list of things that basically are trying to clear the air in regards to what happened.
This should be good.
Number one, Steve Klein is not accused of having any lewd actual physical contact with any minor.
Well, one of the charges I read was lewd conduct with a minor, so...
Yeah.
Somebody is confused.
The gist of this whole statement is Dallaire basically just saying, look, it's not entirely true. I will not defend him on some things, but... Number two, all charges against Steve are derived solely from online consensual video chats between Steve and some female strangers he met on an adult website. Steve believed the females were over the age of 18, i.e., she said she was 18.
Right.
She said.
No, see, that's where it gets tricky. If it's online, he couldn't have pressured her in the first place to get into these video chats.
Well, if she's going to an adult website, you already need to confirm that you're over the age of 18.
Yeah, exactly. So she lied.
But still, everyone fucking does it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number three, the females alleged to be minors in this case are not known females. This means that no one...
They're
men. Not the prosecution.
That's what I was just thinking.
Not the police and not the defense actually know who the females are, and no one knows their true age.
Well, then how is he getting in trouble if they don't know?
See, and that's the other thing, though, that gets tricky. If you have to be over 18 to get into these websites in the first place, you should be safe to assume that you're talking to somebody who is over 18 because on their end, they checked off, yes, I'm over 18. People do it all the time where they say, yeah, I was born in 46, and you're like 12.
Yeah.
But still... That takes the legal burden off of him from, you know, and like now girls look so much older than they actually are a lot of times. And especially if you're sitting down and on a webcam, depending on how you're dressed, you could pass for 18.
But there's such a big gray area. And like, was he on video chat with these people? Was he just, if it was just over text, then no harm, no foul, because you've got no fucking idea who's behind the keyboard of that.
But like, even on a video chat, like, I don't know. I feel like I've looked pretty much the same. Like, my hair has changed the way I do my makeup and stuff has changed. But like, I physically haven't changed since like the third grade.
Yeah. So you could pass as a 8-year-old is what you're saying.
That's
well, not an 8-year-old, but like,
is that what you think?
Depending
of when you have sex?
Depending on how I wear my hair, I still get carded to go into the movie sometimes, and that's seven years ago. Yeah, I was 17.
As you get older, you should take that as a compliment.
I do now. I'm like, please card me.
Which is fine.
Nicole's turning into Trish. She's so concerned about her age.
Don't insult her like
that. I'm getting old.
You're not that old.
I'm mid-20s now. I'm not even early 20s. I'm mid-20s.
So? Think of Tarara. Tarara's like twice your age.
I don't want to be like Tarara.
Yeah. Nobody wants to be like Tarara. Like Tarara. But seriously, if you're sitting down in your room and you're just wearing a tank top or whatever, because I hit puberty when I was, I think, like 10.
Yeah.
That's when I got my period. So...
Why? By
that age, you probably have at least some of your boobies. And even some people don't really get boobies, like Exhibit A right here.
Okay, kids.
If I'm sitting down wearing like a tank top on my webcam or something like that, if I'm wearing my makeup and like my hair is done or something, there's no way that you can tell if I'm younger than 18.
And they could be lying.
Yeah, and they could be lying. And they checked off saying, yes, I'm 18.
By the way, where were these charges brought up? What, like, what country? America?
Yes.
Oh, America. Okay.
Yeah.
But if he didn't physically do anything to them, the chance, like, what was it? Like, her daddy walked in and saw her, like, stripping in front of the webcam or something like that,
that's
and then decided
choice.
To sue the guy. And that's the thing, is people say they have no ability to say yes or no to sex or anything like that.
But
that's
you do.
Bullshit.
You
because
do.
That's the thing. You are, by that time, by the time you hit puberty, you're pretty much educated in all of your, like, health classes at school. It's the parents' responsibility to teach your kid, this is why this is happening to your body. This is what's going to happen. And it's if he didn't physically, like, touch her,
yeah.
then the entire thing is on her end.
And well, another thing, did they say, I mean, if they don't know who these people are, if they don't know the exact ages, what if she was 17? 17
exactly.
is really close. And at 17, you know what you're doing.
Yeah. There's one last thing here. Number four on this list. The possession of child pornography charge is based solely on Steve allegedly possessing the videos of chats with the female strangers from the adult website.
So which, again, is bullshit. Because if he's just taking this, it's like when people used to save, like, their messages from America Online chats, like the chat rooms. I was a member of a couple of different chat boards, like, across the web. One of them was, like, a big Dragon Ball website. And, like, I used to save messages sometimes so I would either remember who I was talking to or so I would remember to look up XYZ, because this was back, I mean, I know this is much more recent, but, I mean, this was way back when computers weren't quite so fancy. And I don't know, now sometimes people record themselves doing all kinds of shit. Like, that's what YouTube is for.
Yeah.
If he thought these girls were 18 at the time that he was actually talking to them, why would he not record these things if he found this girl was pretty enough to sit there and chat to keep it for a spank bank?
Yeah.
Or if he liked her.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Hey, I'm coming to your area. Let's hang out. Or,
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, these things, when you think about it, are pretty scary. I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, in my head right now, like, Gone Wild on Reddit, you know, it's
there are some posts that are questionable.
That's the thing, yeah. is especially, like, a lot of times, like, Asians,
yeah,
a lot of times they age very differently than, like, we would. They tend to have more youthful features and slimmer frames, and
when you're looking at a photo that doesn't have the head in it, you've got no idea.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And even sometimes if there is a head, they can angle the cameras at exactly the right position. You can either give yourself or take away 30 pounds easily just by moving your arm 3 inches up or down.
Exactly.
Yeah. I get scared now, just this day and age, you know. Like,
I've unsubscribed from a lot of subreddits because I'm like, this is questionable.
Yeah.
So I still have a lot of my porn, but I don't have half as much porn. Subscriptions.
You ever watch, like, you ever go on, like, YouPorn or something, or, like,
X
videos.
Yeah, and you see, like, you go to a specific video, and it always starts off with, like, a disclaimer message. It's, like, black.
Yes.
It's white text on black, and it says, like, you know, this girl's over 18. It's a bunch of legal mumbo jumbo, and I'm thinking myself, I'm like, is she really? Like, am I about to screw myself?
And then you see wrinkles, and you're like, oh, yeah, she's 30.
Yeah.
Trying to play 18. Barely legal, my ass.
Oh, it's Nina Hartley.
Barely legal. You have a bald spot on your head, and your vagina has gray hair.
Yeah.
Is that a C-section scar?
Hey, that's someone's mother you're talking about.
Oh, I love them C-section scars.
Several people's mother.
Yeah, so.
Jack's mom's box.
Oh. Damn it.
Why are you gonna bring
it
there? It
is not nice.
What?
Oh. It is not nice.
How are you speaking from experience?
Because she thought I was his father coming in from outside, and she just leapt into the hallway naked, asking about the chicken or something like that. Would you like chicken for dinner? Oh, you're not John. And
are
she
you
like, and she
serious?
Like turned and scurried away.
Why was she naked talking about dinner?
I don't know.
Wait,
I don't know.
She jumped into the hallway.
She
landed, did she make herself applause?
Are you fucking kidding me?
It was like
Jack is so
a cold butter. Grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm pretty sure when Kate actually came downstairs and told us the story, because we were in the middle of the show, this happened.
No, that was when she told me about her bra, yeah, about how
bra,
her
yep.
breasts were so delicate and dainty that she never had to wear a bra, so it was never a problem. See?
You mean small?
Yep. I'm not wearing one right now. She has this nightgown where it has like buttons up the front, and she doesn't button the buttons, so every time she like leans over or lifts up her arms, like they just fall out.
Oh my god.
She told me all about one time her like insertable contraceptive that she had came loose because she sneezed way too hard, so instead of just driving home from work, she had to turn around and go back to the hospital so someone could replace it back in her cervix for her. And until then, it was
suck.
But I shouldn't have that. But I shouldn't have that problem. But I won't ever have that problem because I have great birthing hips.
Is that a quote from her?
I have excellent birthing. She approached me one day. Are you wearing new jeans? I said, yeah. Why? She goes, they look excellent. You have really wide hips. I bet it's hard to shop. You're going to have no problem delivering a child someday. It's just going to skip right out.
Gonna skip right out.
That's what she told me after she told me about how she sneezed and peed out her
IUD or whatever,
her IUD whatever, and had to have it placed back because it was causing some friction.
Did she tell you this while leaning over in her special nightgown so she could expose her breasts?
It was really weird. It was
that
bad.
Is fucked up.
Soiled it. Soiled it. Soiled it.
Oh god, this is awkward that cast right now.
No, you haven't been here for any of these stories. What, this one?
Yeah.
Like this is a terrific radio, huh?
It was bad.
The life I live is sad.
I don't disagree, sir.
You gotta remember, I put up with that for 22 years of my life. That's why I'm here now.
And you're still putting up with it because of the stories.
We
stories.
Would hear, yeah, stories we would hear the door open and then... Jack, and we go, what? Voice. And she go, are you decent right now?
No, I'm mid thrust.
As we're sitting on the couch, and it was weird because when we went to Montana, we were sitting downstairs, like in our little apartment area. We were sitting on the bed chatting, and his aunt, his mother's sister, comes down, and we hear footsteps on the stairs, and they stop halfway down, and she goes, "Hey, Jack." And he goes, "What?" She goes, "You guys aren't doing anything personal, are you?"
Oh my god.
God.
Wow.
I think she used hanky panky.
Hanky panky. Oh. She used that, like, I think that was like the second time that it happened.
I like that. Hanky panky. I'm gonna
You're
bring
not
that
doing
back.
The hanky panky, are you?
It's like the hokey pokey.
No.
But hanky
just vertical.
No, I respect the vertical I respect hokey the hokey pokey. Do not let me lose my respect.
The one dance he knows.
That's a dance?
And you do the hokey
he
pokey
the Macarena?
And you
what do you do?
Hey, Macarena.
You fucked it up, Jack.
Wow.
Oh, good stuff.
God, I'm flabbergasted.
That's all I know. That's all my moves for the dance floor at the club.
You whipped out
the lawnmower?
Oh, yeah,
the shopping cart.
Yeah, the shopping cart, the sprinkler. Lawnmower, the sprinkler, yep.
What about the dice?
Bring it around town.
Oh, the dice. Yeah.
The dice.
God.
And then all if you got, great
and then,
dance
And
moves.
Then if somebody else is in sync with you, you could always do the, you know, the fishing hole.
The fishing hole?
You know, when you one person casts that out and the other person gets hooked in the mouth and you reel them into the beat of the song.
It's almost like the lasso.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was but classier.
Them. Yeah.
Classier lasso.
But classier. It's for the people from the north.
It's not that classy fishing. Considering that the other person who gets caught with the fish has to have their mouth in their hand. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's like...
It's attractive.
So they're like running across the fucking
It's especially line. Classy when you do it to Justin Timberlake's Suit and Tie.
Ooh. All right.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
I don't know the rest of the words either. Can't help you.
Show me
I like that part where that black man comes in and sings.
Who, Jigga? I don't know. Is that who it is? Jigga, I don't know. Who does he sing with?
It's, yeah.
Ja Rule.
Jay-Z, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it actually was Jigga?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Actually, it was funny.
He knows they're black men.
Well, no, I Old Dirty Bastard.
Wait, hold on. No, he's dead.
Hey, I heard a great story about him.
Baby, I got your money.
I heard a great story about him.
He's dead.
Can you stop that? I'm talking about a great story. Well, I read it on Reddit. Just shut up.
You weren't told the story. So, you read it on Reddit.
I read it on Reddit. And
humor interaction.
He had to give a false name, but he went to like this hospital to visit this kid that he saw get like severely injured. So he kept like visiting to make sure that the kid was going to be okay.
Oh, yeah. What did he have to give?
I don't really remember. Like, he must have witnessed an accident.
I got shot.
But that's what the kid said. Yes.
Why did you say that in your Simfuckus voice?
I know.
That wasn't Simfuckus. That was Gangstalicious.
It sounded very similar.
I got shot. No, really. Someone call 911. I got shot.
The Gangstalicious is, well, not more. Oh, you know, this season it's all about the pearl necklaces and you remember that episode, right?
Absolutely.
No, it's from the Boondocks. You ever watch a Boondocks?
It was great.
Yeah.
Watch it uncut if you can.
Gangstalicious is a rapper who always gets shot, and then one night he's performing a song called I Got Shot.
They were making fun of 50 Cent with Gangstalicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no.
And how he kept getting shot.
They rush the stage and shoot him.
In front of everyone, and they all think it's a new song. He just goes, I just got shot! And you see the crowd, and they're chanting back, I just got shot! And he's like, and he goes, I got shot! And they all put their hands up, I got shot! And you go, no, yo, Jiggles, I just got shot! In here. Someone call the ambulance! He's bleeding out.
The crowd's trying to repeat him.
And they say, they're all, like, confused, and then, like, they narrate, and they're like, it took them 45 minutes before someone realized he wasn't kidding, and he actually got shot.
Oh, man.
Okay, it's delicious. Great.
Nigga,
you gay.
I guess I should watch
that. That is a big phone.
Right, we'll come back and talk about other stuff.
Penis.
Phone's ringing. Hello, you're on the show.
I think maybe, I don't know, maybe it's I feel
too. Turn your radio down! Turn it down now! I told you before!
Talk Radio Meltdown. Talk Radio Meltdown.
And you call me stupid.
I do.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com.
So if you haven't figured it out yet, I have a very eccentric taste in music. Alt rock, indie, Britpop, post-hardcore, like the song right here that's playing. It's called Fool's Gold. It's by the Stone Roses. A very influential band from the UK. If you don't know them, then I suggest you check them out. And, you know, I like to showcase my musical tastes during each episode of Talk Radio Meltdown. Even if that means Mike and Red have to sit there and cringe at my selections. If you heard a song during the show that you like and want to know more about, then you can find out right on our website, talkradiomeltdown.com. Look on the right hand side under recently played songs. You'll see every song that we've played during the most recent episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown. Thanks to Last.fm for the great service that allows us to post that information. So there you go. Heard a song on the show that you want to know the name of or maybe the artist? You can find out right on our website at talkradiomeltdown.com.
Meltdown. Hey, what's up everybody? It's your boy Footer from the Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Roth? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, juice. Yes. I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
The Fallout Shelter, the somewhat official store of Talk Radio Meltdown. The Fallout Shelter has a sweet selection of short and long sleeve shirts, perfect for the man or woman who enjoys wearing clothes and doesn't mind spending money to do so. For the cheaper man, we highly recommend the Welfare Tee. It's only $10. TalkRadioMeltdown.com/store. Buy a shirt today and adorn our beautiful yet minimalistic logo. TalkRadioMeltdown.com/store.
Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness, and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Magic fingers.
Ooh, I like magic. I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want. I'll tell you what I want.
Get off of there, Bobby. You're not 18.
TalkRadioMeltdown.com. The break's over.
Yeah, hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
It's time for more Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hi.
Hello.
We got a video to play.
Oh, that's going to go great over the air.
Yeah.
No, Donald.
A voice.
Heard this.
Oh. A voice trailer guy died this past week.
Another.
The one?
The other voice trailer.
I was going to say, not the one, because the one passed away a couple years ago.
Oh, no.
The runner-up, I guess you would call him.
The other one.
Hal Douglas. He was 89 years old, but he's got the other voice in every other trailer.
Now, okay, so here's the thing. So there was actually a bit in the 90s that was done between, I think, the five main ones.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about, right, in the limo?
Yep.
Okay. So each one in this video, though, each one, basically, they pointed out which, like, there's one voiceover guy that does just Disney, and you have, like, the other ones that are just this type, there's the action movie one that he only does action movies, and then there's, like, a couple that, like, they do just certain studios, but they do like the whole genres and stuff. But first of all, the bit itself was fucking hysterical.
Uh-huh.
And which is one of the only things out of the 90s.
You know what that's called? It's like five guys in a limo or
something like that. Yeah.
Hal Douglas actually wasn't in that video.
No.
I would love to eat five guys in a limo.
What? Yeah, five men and a limo.
Wait.
I would like five guys to see.
Are we talking about a burger or are we talking about five actual men?
Either or, use your imagination.
I'm going with the burger.
I was going to say, I'd let five guys eat me.
Both.
I was going to say, the burger then uses the grease as the lube, and then voila.
So I'm eating the burger, and they're eating me.
Mm. All right.
See, I think if that were the case, what would I eat while sitting on someone's face?
Fries.
What? No, I don't want
avocado.
Eat
avocado.
No.
Pasta.
No, she'd be nice. She'd do something like chocolate.
See, I love pasta, but I feel like I would make a mess. I would slurp it all over their face, and I'd feel bad because I'm already making enough of a mess.
Well, it's extra flavor.
What would I eat? I would eat a cupcake. I'd eat cupcakes.
And then you'll eat the cupcake the Katie way?
Yes.
By taking off the bottom
and
putting it on the top. Yes,
you always put the bottom on the top.
Oh, yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Always put the bottom
on
the top.
What's that Drake song?
Lime and a coconut?
No.
You put the lime in the coconut and mix it all up.
You are so fucking white.
Mix it all up. Put the lime in the coconut and mix
I know. The Terminator.
What?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I was talking about that song. I came from the bottom?
Or no, was I was. Oh, we started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah, there we go.
I came from the bottom.
And now
I came
the
in the bottom.
Oh.
Well,
you always put the bottom on the top. So
put the
really.
Bottom on the tap.
Hal Douglas wasn't in Five Men in a Limo. His voice is in it,
but Five Men were in me.
can we hear a sample of his voice?
There's a movie that came out in 2002. It was called Comedian. It had Jerry Seinfeld in it. Now, the trailer for it is Hal Douglas playing a guy named Jack trying to record.
I'm sorry.
The trailer voice.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
Seinfeld did a movie that wasn't the B movie?
No. And it was actually pretty decent.
No, it wasn't.
This one, yeah, Comedian.
No.
This is the trailer for it.
You're funny.
Whoa, feedback.
All right, let's try this.
This is the voiceover for Comedian movie trailer. Take one.
In a world where laughter was king.
No in a world, Jack.
What do you mean, no in a world?
It's not that kind of movie.
Oh? Okay. In a land that...
No in a land either.
In a time.
Nah, I don't think so.
In a land before time.
It's about a comedian, Jack.
one man.
No.
When your life is no longer your own.
What does that mean?
When everything you know is wrong.
That's wrong.
In an outpost.
No.
On the edge of space.
No space.
A girl.
No.
Two girls.
No.
Now.
No.
More than ever.
Stop it.
A renegade cop.
I hate you.
A robot renegade cop.
You're fired.
You're fired.
No, you're actually fired.
I'm fired.
Get out of the booth, Jack.
No. I like it in here.
That was really good.
Yep, that was the voice.
Oh, yep. I missed that voice.
There's actually a movie that was directed to DVD called In a World, and it's about a woman who wants to become the first female voiceover woman.
Oh, yeah.
And it stars, like, pretty much
she fails.
Oh, come on.
Spoilers. I have no idea what you're talking about, but no one wants to hear that shit.
Well, actually, it's most of the cast of Children's Hospital.
No, I've never heard of this before.
She's talking about her vajayjay.
It's funny because Red's
just being misogynistic.
Red's reaction, he's like,
at first, but then she was like,
spoilers, spoilers. She fails.
Nicole spoils a movie without actually having seen it.
I know. Actually, to be honest with you, I have a feeling she probably does fail.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Not really any female.
Because no one wants to listen to that shit.
That's the whole.
Well, there are some
you never
females
know.
Have pleasant voices. They just end up being ugly,
yeah, not
fat
these.
Hags.
Oh,
wait, female voice actors?
Well, like voice, you know, like trailers.
Trailer,
kind of
yeah,
thing.
Trailer
oh.
voiceover.
Every time you see it, like a trailer for a movie, it's always got either Hal Douglas or someone else.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love the way it sounds, the whole In a World, you know, that sounds great. I could never have a conversation with someone who sounded like that. That would be
exactly.
ridiculous.
Exactly, that's the thing, is you, like, Tiffany Vollmer, she's a babe. I thought you were talking about, like, how all voice actors are gross. And I was going to say, like, Tiffany Vollmer's a babe.
Tara Strong.
Laura Bailey's a babe. Yeah, Tara Strong. She's a babe. There's a lot of babes.
Yeah.
A lot of babes.
But none of them do movie trailers, though.
But none of them do movie trailers.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have these really iconic voices that you can, like, E.G. Daily, you hear that and you know that is Tommy Pickles.
Yep.
Or the...
And there's a bunch of them, especially in, like, the English-dubbed versions of different anime.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can hear one and you know, oh, that is definitely Kid Goku.
What's the name of the voice actress that played the anchor on Family Guy? Not the new one, but the one that, spoilers, died like 5 years ago. It was, the fuck was her name?
Diane?
Diane, thank you. Yeah, Diane. Her voice actress is like... We were just saying, she's one of the most recognizable...
Diane's still there, I thought.
No, she's dead.
She left a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah, I forget who
They pushed her off a cliff.
I forget who does her voice, but her voice is everywhere. And there was a time in the 90s where the same set of voice actors and actresses were in, like, everything. Yep. Like
it
every
was
cartoon.
What? It was...
Dealey,
Cree Summer, Tara Strong,
yeah,
Laura
Summer.
Bailey.
Yeah.
Frank Welker.
Laura Bailey, yeah.
Yep, Rob Paulson.
Tiffany Vollmer's in a lot of things.
John DiMaggio.
Don't even bring up Rob Paulson right now.
I thought we were talking about girls.
I'm just saying in general. I mean, like, I'm thinking, like...
Scott McNeil was yeah. fucking everywhere. Stephen Bloom.
Bill West.
Sometimes credited as Stephen J. Bloom. Everywhere, even still. He was even the voice of Tom on Toonami.
I've been playing the Batman Arkham games, and I didn't realize that they... These were the same voice actors from the...
Nailed it.
These are the same voice actors from the animated series.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't also didn't realize that
their
Mark Hamill
Batman
was a Joker.
Has been one of the lucky
Wait,
series
you know
that has
no.
managed to keep a pretty steady cast.
That is
Batman
true.
Batman
yeah.
and all of the X-Men anything. They have a really 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 loyal cast. Like Patrick Stewart, he was even doing like the X-Men Legends games on PS2. He does X-Men Evolution, which was awesome. They have a bunch of people who come back for those
nice.
Types of things.
Yeah, I didn't know Mark Hamill was,
yeah.
was playing the
yeah,
Joker. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's a pretty good voice actor, too. He's been
he
in
is.
A few things. Yeah.
He's great. Are you kidding? The Joker is such a difficult role because you could go one of two ways. You could go so serious and dark that you die, or you could be super jokey and really cartoony and clowny. There's no like really good happy medium, and he found it.
Yeah, there are people that... actually do have legitimate arguments between who is the better Joker, Jack Nicholson or
It depends on which it depends on which arc you're looking at because the current Joker is fucked.
Yeah.
The Heath Ledger's portrayal goes more with what has been going on with all of these side stories and offshoots and everything that's been going on within the DC universe right now. But if you looked back to like the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even the early to mid 90s, mm-hmm. Joker was exactly that. He was a joker. He was still kind of fucked up in the head, but he was more like silly.
Yeah.
Not quite as dark and like brutal. It was a different kind of tap.
I think Jack Nicholson had a couple of moments of like
Jack Nicholson was great.
Yeah.
He was his Joker was awesome. It was a different Joker, but though.
I have to go with Ledger. Personally.
No, you can't. You cannot pick which one was better because they are two completely different characters with completely different backstories. Their costumes aren't even similar enough, other than the fact that they wear a purple suit. They're not even the same purple.
Yeah, I still see Ledger.
No, because they're different characters.
No, Red.
You can't.
Ledger. No.
Ledger.
I still go with Mark Hamill.
What do you like better, Transformers or Titanic? Which one is a
Titanic
better?
Had boobs.
Which one's a better whatever? Which one had a better boat?
RoboCop or Terminator? And you can't pick RoboCop versus Terminator. Ooh. You have to pick one.
Freddy versus Jason.
Pick one. There are no verses. The Versus series don't exist, in my opinion.
Did you know that there was actually supposed to be one between Michael Myers from the Halloween series and they wanted to do one incarnation was supposed to be him versus Chucky.
Yeah.
Which would have been fucking retarded.
Yeah.
That wouldn't make any sense. Exactly. Chucky does not belong in the Michael Myers in the same universe as most of those people.
Absolutely.
Maybe in the same universe as like Hellraiser.
Oh, no, sorry. That's the other one. Universal actually put it up on their website about 10 years ago, apparently. They wanted, it was Hellraiser versus Michael Myers, and they were seeing if the fans wanted it, and then unanimously voted no.
No, because you know what? That's the thing, is that Hellraiser is more supernatural and demons and obviously hell, whereas Michael Myers is scary because he's a guy.
Oh, and later on in the series of Hellraiser, they did go online with him.
Even
fucking retarded.
Even like Freddy, yeah, they went way too far with Hellraiser. Oh, yeah. They really beat that into the ground. But like, Freddy Krueger, he was a real guy,
right?
And now he's sort of this weird demonic spirit thing because he can get into your dreams. So he's scary on a different level,
right?
Michael Myers is a guy. Stalking around, fucking shit up. So that's like, and that to me is scarier because he's real.
Well, the whole thing that triggered the Freddy versus Jason thing was the fact that at the end of Jason Goes to Hell, you had Freddy's glove come up and pull the mask down.
Yeah.
Which I think it's really funny that they did that and then they waited. I think it was I think it was 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. It was almost a decade. It was a while.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I just want to say, we mentioned Chucky. The Chucky movie that came out a couple months ago, direct to DVD, is fucking phenomenal.
It was direct to DVD. I was looking for it because I've always loved Child's Play.
It was so good.
I hated it. It terrified me from a young age. I can't even look at Chucky.
But Jennifer Tilly.
Oh,
that's the thing, though, is that now.
That's the problem. I love her voice.
Every time I hear her speak, I have to change my panties.
Isn't she part Asian? Doesn't she got some Asian blood
in her? I think she might.
I don't know,
yeah. But she is a brick.
Who's she dating
house.
This week?
Isn't she like 50s now too?
She
is a babe.
Well, first of all, I got to point out that the newest movie in the Chucky series,
where can I find it?
I found it at Redbox. I don't know if it's still there or not.
Excellent.
Netflix.
I don't think Netflix.
It is not on Netflix because every couple of weeks I go on and I browse all the genres that I would watch, I browse through and I keep adding to my queue and it's not. I haven't
seen
that.
Oh my God.
That.
Yeah. My queue is massive.
Mine is
right
huge.
Now.
His queue is massive.
Mine is all like horror, foreign, and indie flicks.
No, my thing is my queue right now is just full of a mismatch of just randomness. Cause like I was watching Dexter and then it started suggesting all this, really good horror stuff. And then I started watching Lie to Me and now it's starting to suggest like, not as gory kind of stuff. So
I'm really just waiting for the next season of Orange is the New Black.
Which is June, I think?
I am,
I think it's June, right?
June 6th. Yeah. I'm waiting. See, I'm excited. I'm happy right now because Bates Motel came back for a second season. And so that is playing now, so I can watch that weekly pretty much up until Orange is the New Black.
Speaking of horror TV shows, has anybody watched the show Hannibal?
Nope.
No, but we are going to see him. He's going to be on Jimmy Fallon when we go, along with Lena Dunham and Foster the People.
Yeah. Oh, no way. Yeah. Nice.
Yes.
Good lineup. I was really nervous about
it. That's a pretty good lineup because I've been wanting to watch Girls for a long time.
Watch Girls. It is my cousin, so good.
My cousin has told me it's great and I need to get into it, and I just haven't had time.
It's
and
so
I really
easy.
Think that's going to be my like late night thing
By
over
the way,
spring
was,
break.
She was
awesome.
Good on SNL
yes,
this week.
Yes.
Yes.
She was
she's very. See, that's the thing is I've never seen Girls, which is really the biggest thing that she's been in, but I've seen like a lot of interviews from her on like magazines and different things.
She
yeah.
is.
Yeah. And she seems awesome. Like so I'm excited to see her.
She's got really nice tattoo on her.
My only complaint about her is that she seems to be playing the same character. I've seen some of her other movies, movies written by her, like Little Furniture and stuff like that. And it seems to be the exact same character, but she plays it so
well that it doesn't really bother me. Like I like Michael Cera. Because he does not look like he'd be like a jock type of guy. He looks like the awkward, nerdy little...
Did you see In the End?
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't. Didn't I see that with you? Or did
no,
I just go
I
with Stefan?
I didn't see it in theaters.
Okay, then I just saw it with Stefan.
I'm sorry, but the first half I thought was really good. Then it hit the halfway point and I was like... I don't know.
Oh, see, but it was so, it was so stupid that it kept being funny. After Jonah Hill, after that whole, Jack hasn't seen it, so I don't want to spoil it, but after the Jonah Hill incident, when hell really starts to break loose, I thought it was so fucking funny.
The whole time. We were dying.
Towards the end, I didn't, I don't know. But the,
shut up, Ryan.
Come on, take your panties
off.
It was so good.
But,
I loved it.
If anybody hasn't seen it, though, Michael Cera plays like a very...
Michael Cera.
Whatever. In, plays a very fucking
Michael
Cera.
Michael Cera.
Sriracha.
In the end.
Michael Cera.
That's what he called it.
Michael Cera.
Oh, it's Michael Madsen, actually.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine if it was Jonah Hill and Michael Madsen in Superbad?
You know what?
The combination
I watched Wolf of Wall Street again on the bus ride home. Somehow, I don't know how this bus company got fucking Wolf of Wall Street already.
I haven't seen it.
We watched it on the way home from New York. You have to see it. Jonah Hill's teeth make the entire movie. Everything he says is 10 times funnier because of these teeth that he wears.
Oh.
Those aren't his teeth? He didn't get his...
No.
Was something wrong with his teeth before?
No, it's just the character.
Yeah, they're like super-sized chiclets or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Oh. Just the it's so much funnier because of the teeth.
And I only say that because I saw the clips during the Oscars last week.
Oh, I didn't watch it because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, by the way, everybody just avoid Nebraska, that film Nebraska.
I've never heard of that.
Well, it was one of the contenders for Best Picture. That's why I bring it up, because I rented it from Redbox. And I was like, okay, it's got Will Forte and what's his name? Bob Odenkirk in it.
And I like Odenkirk.
Yeah, he's in it for like 5 seconds, though, Odenkirk.
Missed.
But still, I thought it was going to be a great movie.
Kate mentioned...
3 laughs and I was done.
Kate mentioned not knowing how that bus got a copy of Wolf of Wall Street.
It's called the internet.
Well, there is a service I use called Vudu, which it's a pay service, but they seem to have movies that are even still in theaters available for...
Hotels
like,
do
on
it,
demand.
Too.
Yeah, like they already have Anchorman 2 up there.
Well, you know? See, we watched...
still in theaters. I mean, granted, it's the new version... But it's still in theaters.
I want to see the new version.
Yeah,
I want to see it bad.
Whoa, whoa.
Yes.
What's going on?
I thought that was only going to be in theaters for a week.
It's
like a week.
It's,
wait.
Because I couldn't find it anywhere around here.
No. What's going on?
Yeah, it's a different, longer version of Anchorman 2 with every joke replaced with a different joke.
They wrote 2 scripts and they filmed them both.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
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 I want to go see this immediately.
I know. Red,
sure
go see it with me.
It will be released at some point. We actually tried looking for it in theaters. We couldn't find it anymore.
I looked all around, and I figured probably Millbury would have it because it's a huge theater, and it's probably the biggest in the area until you get out to Natick, and that's just because that's on the edge of Boston.
Exactly.
And I couldn't even find it in Natick.
Fuck.
So I don't know.
Is there like a subtitle to the movie?
I think it's The Legend,
Continues or something.
Yeah, it's The Legend Continues Continued.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But like
you guys know where this stems from, basically, right? From the first film. Okay, so they filmed so much stuff for the first film that they ended up releasing a second, like, alternative version.
Like 1.5.
Yeah, it was Wake Up Ron Burgundy.
I remember the commercials for that.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, go on YouTube. It's on there.
Yeah.
The entire thing. I mean, literally, it's an entire different film. It involves Kristen Wiig and... what was the black chick from Bridesmaids that was getting married? Whatever.
Why are you looking at me? I didn't see that shit.
Oh. Which chick?
The black chick that was getting married in Bridesmaids.
She wasn't black. I think that's why everyone's confused.
Then what the hell was she? Mocha?
Mocha?
Mocha? Did you say mocha for a black chick?
I don't know. Racist. I thought she was black.
That's racist.
Mulatto. She is not Mulatto. Black. Yeah. Maya Rudolph?
Oh, there we go. Well, then what is she if she's not black?
She's like Indian, isn't she?
I'm going to look it up.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, that's Mindy...
Kaling?
Yeah.
She's Indian. Yeah, I don't like her.
I liked her at first, but then
she's
I saw
an American
too much of her.
Actress and comedian.
Doesn't help me about her race.
She's American,
she's from
okay?
Florida.
She's American.
All her that matters. Father... America. Okay, her mother was African American and her father is Jewish, so she's half black. But
so
she Jack doesn't
was right.
So I was half
but,
right.
But her skin, I wouldn't look at her and think black. She's exotic looking.
So she's bluish.
She's an avatar.
No, that's not. That is not.
I understood
correct.
Where you were trying to go with bluish. I got you.
I'm colorblind.
Oh my god. No, you are not. You're just dumb. Pass this around. Would you say that's a black woman? That is not a strong black woman.
She's got black lady lips. How about that?
She's got exactly. thick lips, but so
Nothing
does like
wrong with black
so does
lips.
Like Angelina Jolie.
Give me, I didn't see it.
Pass it down.
Give it. Oh yeah, that is kind of rough. I'd call her Italian. She looks like a
if
fucking
anything,
Italian.
I think she'd be Italian, maybe Hispanic or
yeah.
something.
Italian. There you go.
She's some kind of brown.
One of the browns.
One of the very shades of brown. All right, I gotta do this.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
The end.
Well, normally this is the part of the show where we start to very rapidly go over all the things that we didn't get to.
But
we don't have to do that anymore because Nicole and I have an entire show dedicated to doing all the things
we
that we
do.
Didn't
oh,
get
really?
To cover.
Jack, tell me more.
It's called Chatty
Wumpus. Not Nicole, Jack.
It's called Chatty Wumpus.
Yes.
It streams live
I'm sorry,
from
Jack,
8 to 9 p.m. MoreLikeRadio.com. Join us, will you?
Jack, what site?
MoreLikeRadio.com.
I'm sorry, Jack. Did you want us to join you or something?
Less like television?
No, don't listen to it. No,
less
okay.
like television.
Watch it.
it's called Chatty Wampus. It airs every
oh, really?
Saturday night, 8 to 9 p.m. live on MoreLikeRadio.com.
You don't give me a show.
Why can't you learn how to plug something properly like him, Nicole?
I'm going to fucking beat you.
The only thing Nicole knows how to plug is her vagina, and even then she does a poor job.
Snap!
Like okay,
oh, that was good.
Unhinged from
that
her
was good.
Because one, I'm mortified that you said that to a female, and number two, I am terrified that she lets this happen.
You can always assist me. Show me the ways, Katie.
I buy the extra super. They're literally it's a roll of paper towels, and you gently sit on it.
Okay.
He just keeps like plastic wrapping her panties.
Well,
a sponge, like an actual sponge, like with the Brillo pad side up.
Ooh.
But yeah, that's our new show. We started it last week. It was a good show. Aside from the audio issues that would bother only me, but still.
But we'll get it all worked out.
Yeah, well, it's been worked out.
It was a good
out.
Show, except for all the problems in the show.
The content, content-wise, it was a good show.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Content-wise, it was okay, except for the content.
Good job, Kate.
I like the disclaimers.
So listen if you're okay with shitty audio.
Yeah. It definitely... See, I was trying to go for a more serious approach to it, and I think we accomplished that.
Yeah.
I think we actually accomplished that.
Absolutely.
I mean, for an hour, maybe like 45 minutes, because we had to play stuff in the middle
yeah.
for the station, promos and such. but it was a pretty focused discussion. I was proud of it. I think it's a good thing, and I'm really looking forward to doing episode 2 this coming Saturday.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's great, but you know, I still can't find this Anchorman 2 continued thing.
Okay, I'll look it up for
God
you.
God damn it.
Oh, my God, Red.
I just want to fucking see this.
Anchorman 2.
You're wasting everyone's good. Time, Red.
You're a waste of space. Boom.
Again, true.
She doesn't take up as much space as you.
I'm just angry that she's sitting in my spot.
You sat down first, asshat.
I was told by this one not to sit there, so.
Yeah, because
you won't come out of the corner.
Or the closet.
Because you can't fit out of the corner. That was bad.
Don't put baby in the corner.
I can't. Remember.
Put Red in the corner.
I was going to say.
When I say that line, I say it a lot more dramatic than it really is. And everybody's,
exactly.
They pointed it out to me on the bus trip to New York. And like the whole thing got really quiet. And they're like, it's not really that serious in the movie, is it? And I was like, I don't know, but I feel serious. Serious to me. Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Nobody.
We gotta go, but Chatty Wumpus.
In a world.
This Saturday. Chatty Wumpus this Saturday.
World, where my ass hurts.
Shut up! Chatty Wumpus this Saturday, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern, live on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Listen.
We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye.